Hello, is anyone there? Yes.
Yes.
Hi,
yes,
my name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support, ma'am. How may I help you today?
I have a transaction that was unauthorized on my account from your establishment, and I was wondering what this was for.
Ma'am, we represent over 100 online vendors. If you provide me with a zip code, ma'am, I'll be more than happy to check and see what's ordered.
It's 45344.
45344?
Yes, ma'am.
And your name, ma'am?
Heather Fitz.
And your last name, ma'am? Your last name, ma'am?
It's Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S, as the P's are Saint Paul.
Okay, hold on just one moment. Okay. Where she go? Hold on just one for a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello, Ms. Phelps.
Hello.
Have you
yes.
had an account before today, or you are calling concerned with the charges?
I don't know what this is for. I have a transaction on my bank account that I don't recognize, and I did not make, as far as I can tell. That's why I want to know what it is.
Okay, I have Heather Phelps. Hold on just one moment, ma'am. I found it. Could you verify your address for me, ma'am?
307 Prentice Drive in New Carlisle.
Okay. And hold on, they're still pulling your account up, please. Just one moment, please. It's still going. Thank you for waiting. Hasn't loaded. Okay, here we go. You were calling in, Mrs. Phelps, for the $39.99 charge on your account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going here. It shows on August 17th, you spent $7.95 on a tactical bag, ma'am. I'm just holding on here, and it was shipped to you also.
I do not know what you are talking about. This
okay,
is not
I'm
my
just...
transaction. I want this removed because it's going to bounce something, and it's not mine.
Okay, ma'am. I would just call in since you didn't know. I would just letting you know about what
and
the charge.
And why would something I bought in August for eight
I
bucks
don't...
or whatever come through for $40 in December?
I have no idea, ma'am. I was just explaining what I saw to you because you didn't know, understand, and you wanted to know about the $39.99. What I can do is cancel the account for you so you won't receive any more charges. If you hold on just one moment.
Okay. How much did you say that charge was?
$39.99, ma'am, because
no, the tactical bag.
You say what, ma'am?
For a tactical bag? You said there was a charge for that?
No, I was trying to let you know that you did purchase the tactical bag for the $6.95. The reason you have the charge is because the account was left open, ma'am, up until today. And they charge you every month, so you had a valid $39.99 charge, but I'm fin to cancel the account for you like you want. Hold on just one moment.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that my bank has been charged $39.99 every month since August?
No, ma'am. The valid charge I can handle is the $39.99 for the your account being open. You were given a free welcoming gift with this $7.95. You said you didn't know what I was talking about. With the tactical bag, you got a discount warranty and a warranty. You gave a welcoming gift. You received a $125 voucher if the account stayed open to up until. No, I said that's what you got was given as a free welcoming gift, ma'am.
No, I didn't get any of that.
Okay, if they wasn't told to you, just checked on it. You were given a $125 voucher. It goes on to your email. You get this every month as long as your account is open.
What?
That's what I'm explaining. It's a welcoming gift to you with the discount, ma'am. What I can do, I said
a
I would
discount for what? What is the service I'm supposedly getting a discount
You're receiving
for?
$125 as a welcoming gift and a discount, ma'am, and a warranty for this, I guess it's this tactical bag that was shipped to you on 8/18. The whole point you're asking, ma'am, is that the $7.95 that you paid for the tactical bag, you left the account was left open and they charge you every month. And your most recent charge on your account today is $39.99, which is valid because I don't know if you knew that the account was open or anything, but that's the reason this charge is here. It's because the account was left open. So I was going to...
There's a $125 voucher?
Yes, it's, you can take the voucher and go online and shop for gadgets or other gadgets or that you want, ma'am. That's what it's for. Even
where?
If you go online with the voucher. It's worth $125. It's
okay,
a discount.
I want to tell you, I do not know what the hell you are talking about. I don't have a bag. I don't have a $125 voucher. I
okay.
don't know what this is, and I
okay.
don't want this charge on my account. And
okay,
if it was
ma'am.
A $7.95 charge, I want that refunded too.
You can't because they shipped the tactical bag for the $7.95. If you hold on just one moment, ma'am, let me cancel. The account for you and give you a confirmation number. Hold on just one moment.
Okay.
Okay. The account is closed, ma'am. Hold on, give me a few moments so I can get your confirmation number. And as far as the charge of $39.99, ma'am, what I can do is offer you 35%
No, you're going to refund it or I'm going to dispute it because this was not my charge.
Okay, ma'am, you're going to get your $39.90 back in full. Hold on just one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Just one moment. Ma'am?
Yeah.
Hello. Are you there? Do you have a pen? I can give you the confirmation. I refunded
yes.
your $39.99. I canceled your account, ma'am. Do you have a pen? I can give you the confirmation number. And
I do.
See. Okay, hold on just one moment to make sure I did everything. Okay, hold on. Just about done, ma'am. Hold on just one moment. Okay, your account is completely closed. Your confirmation number is C as in Charles,
263-522.
Yes, 685, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you. I wasn't trying to be harsh with you. This isn't mine.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. And you have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.